Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dustin, thanks for joining us. You're on the air. How are you today?
I'm doing good today, John. How about yourself?
Good. I took a class at Weber with my friend Jim Zwitt a few years back, and someone there taught us how to brine a turkey. Is that something you guys know how to do at Weber Grill?
It is definitely one of the things we know how to do at Weber Grill.
Right.
So, you know, we use brines all the time, but, you know, if we're talking Thanksgiving coming up soon, and, you know, just a great way to help add flavor and retain moisture in your turkey is to utilize a brine.
Tell us how to do that.
So there's typically two types of brining, and the first one's really simple. If you don't have as much space in your refrigerator, it's called a dry brine. And it's just a process of sprinkling salt on your meat a couple hours before cooking. Rule of thumb is about a half a teaspoon of salt per pound. And then the larger it is, the more salt you can do. And, you know, for turkey breasts, larger cuts of meats, you're looking at for a dry brine 4 to 6 hours. And that'll work for you. The other one is a wet brine.
Before you do the wet brine, though, anything else in that dry brine? I mean, salt, I understand how that might break things down a little bit, but am I putting some thyme or oregano or something else in this rub?
You can, you know, it'll help emit those flavors into the outside of the meat. And, you know, the most important part, honestly, is the salt. And
Yeah. The
salt adds the flavor, but it also helps that meat retain moisture. And that's one of the biggest things with turkey is it's, you know, the water will attach to that salt molecule while it's dry brining. And it will. Your turkey will be, and I guarantee you, it'll be more moist if you use a brining solution or dry brine.
Yeah, something that simple. Okay, half a teaspoon of salt per pound of turkey. That's the dry. Now give me the wet.
So wet is typically if you have more space to work with, and it's you're actually submerging your turkey or your pork, whatever you're going to use it for, into a solution of water with the salt. You're looking for, you know, depending on how large it is, you're going to put more salt into it. You know, for like 3 quarts of water for a larger like turkey, you're looking at about a cup of salt. And then you can add other ingredients to it too, if you want to, some flavor, some sugar, some carrot, celery, onion, and then once again, your thyme, your bay leaf, and that kind of stuff. Typically for this one, you're going to go a little bit longer, but you can also with a wet brine, you can control the amount of salt content you want in it. And there's a calculation you can do. It's, you know, we like to use what we call an equilibrium brine, but it's a controlled percentage of salt to the amount of water and say half of the weight of the turkey that you're going to utilize. And, you know, what happens is diffusion occurs and the water almost balances out with the salt, and then it'll penetrate the meat and it'll help retain that moisture and ultimately add the flavor we were talking about.
Mm. So if I had, just for math's sake, a 20-pound turkey, then how much salt do I put in there?
In a 20-pound turkey, if you're looking at about, you know, 2 gallons of water to cover it, because what you want to do is you calculate how much water it takes to submerge, you're looking at about what would be in weight is about 6 ounces of salt, and that would equate to maybe around a cup.
Cup of salt. Wow. Now that sounds like a lot, but I guess you're not going to consume all of that salt either.
And you're not. And what happens is the water content that's in the meat of the turkey will balance out and equalize with the salt that's distributed within those 2 gallons of water.
Wow.
And then some of the salt transfers into the meat. Otherwise, it'll stay out of it. But it'll only take a certain amount when you control the percentage or how much you put in.
So you're not saying apple cider? I didn't hear oranges and cloves in your description of the brine?
You know, in the one we use, we don't, you know, technically use that stuff, but you can. You know, there's nothing saying you can't throw a couple pieces of orange in there or throw a lemon in there. You know, we put a couple pieces of bay leaf in there. You know, we put a little bit of peppercorn. You know, if you want to throw apple cider, you know, by all means, you know, there's really no stopping what you can put in these. They're really just going to help you add more flavor in the long run anyways.
And no, I mean, you didn't mention alcohol either. I guess that's not going to permeate the meat or moisturize it or tenderize it any more than the salt is. Salt's what you want. Just get some liquid in there to activate the salt, in other words.
Pretty much, yes.
Uh-huh. And then one more quick question. Then put it on the grill and cook it the way you normally do, I guess, huh? What temperature would you try and keep the turkey at in the oven or on the grill?
350 is a good temperature.
And then do you have then anything else? What's the mistake we all make? Probably overcooking it. But I'm so nervous about undercooking poultry. You know what I mean?
Well, the key for poultry, even with turkey, is when you use it in a thermometer. You know, you can use a Kinect device that, you know, Weber makes to help you monitor your temperature. But either way, you want to get that thermometer, that probe, into the deepest part of the breast meat without touching bone. And this way you can guarantee that you're not going to, or you shouldn't, overcook your meat. Another mistake that people typically make, and people still love to do it, but stuffing a turkey is will help people. It helps people overcook, you know, because a safe eating temperature for that stuffing, you have to cook it to 165 degrees. If I'm at 165 in the stuffing, I can guarantee you that the breast meat is probably in the 180 to 185 range.
And you don't want it there. You want it where? What's the number you should shoot for?
We like to pull it out about 162, 163 degrees. The carryover will take it past that safe eating temperature at 165.
I was wondering about that because when I cook my steaks, I take them out, let them sit. The temperature still rises and the moisture centers. The same happens with turkey, so it can be slightly under the number and just wait and it'll elevate, right?
Correct.
Good to know. Hey, listen, Dustin, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. This is real helpful to those of us that are cooking on our own. Thanks for giving us a few tips today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Dustin Green is the executive chef at Weber Grill. It's a good place. It's 1127 on WGN.